في تموز 2006 تعرضت القرى الجنوبية الحدودية إلى قصف تمهيدي تدميري وشامل. رغم ذلك كانت وحدات حزب الله المتمركزة في القرى قادرة على الظهور مجددا.
Israeli Defense Forces have invited us to film this. And this is what they discovered. The soldiers told us they'd never seen anything like it before. A maze of underground corridors and rooms. There's a kitchen area, even a toilet and shower.
Sure, used by the Hezbollah guys. They weren't here. We found a room that they were making. We found the remains of explosives and batteries and things that they use for mines and things like that.
This bunker stretches 100 meters into the mountains. What's extraordinary about it is the sense of permanence here. The tunnels have been dug out, and the walls have even been cemented and painted. Yet the bunker is just a few hundred meters from this United Nations base set up to monitor the area after Israel withdrew from Lebanon 6 years ago. And just along the border, another UN post, this time within 20 meters of several tiny bunkers, which Israel says have also been dug by Hezbollah guerrillas.
I can't believe that someone built what you saw down there, what you see over here, and nobody over here or over there. There's another UN base that's closer to the bunker we were at. Didn't hear or see anything.